What's up, Cosine?
What's up?
You know the drill. So here at Cosine, we've dedicated our newest episodes this season to discussing and diving into categories surrounding relationships, dating, and self-development. So no topic is off limits.
Never.
Ever. We do our best to give honest opinions and feedbacks on any topic that we talk about, and this week is no different. We're diving into monogamy versus polygamy. So get ready. We're going into the pros, the cons, the differences, and a lot more. So grab your favorite drink and let's get into it. So this episode, we're going to start with monogamy.
Yeah.
But don't get it twisted, bitch, okay? You are a grown-ass adult. So choosing between monogamy and polygamy
or whatever else is out there. All the memes.
All the memes. Whatever else is out there, it is your decision.
Yes.
But we are starting with monogamy. So what is monogamy?
What it is.
Monogamy is a relationship with only one partner at a time rather than multiple partners. A monogamous relationship can be sexual or emotional, but typically it's usually both. Monogamy can exist with or without marriage and can be practiced by people of all sexual orientations and genders. Monogamy is ideal in most contemporary cultures, at least today, but a good random fact to know is that monogamy is a relatively rare phenomenon in mammals, only being 3-5% out of the total of 4,000 mammalian species, which is crazy.
Including humans. Humans are mammals. Monogamy gets a bad rap these days, okay? People say it's impossible, outdated, etc. And we can admit that sometimes it is, or feels that way. But before your partner's bad habits drive you insane and you start taking your fantasy seriously, okay, let us remind you of a few good reasons to keep fighting that good fight by staying true to your one and only.
So number one, sex can improve with time and effort. Let me add that. And effort, okay? Growing with your partner can mean you get to know your body better. You become more comfortable in your own skin. You leave youthful insecurities behind, and your partner learns your body so well, they can navigate you blindfolded. And let me just say, this is an amazing quality of monogamy, okay? Would you want to start from scratch and having to break out the instruction manual all over again?
No.
This is the one good thing about being with one person is you really get to learn them physically and they get to learn you physically.
Right. Cuddling comes natural. There's no awkward pre-sleep shuffle as you try to find the best spooning position that will be comfortable all night. If you're into spooning. After years together, your bodies just naturally fall into place around each other.
Or if you're like me and you get comfortable with someone, you can be like, bro, it's hot. Like, go.
Yeah.
Go to your side.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. I'm not a cuddler when I sleep. Are you?
I like to maybe start off like cuddling, but like when I'm ready to go to sleep, I'm usually like the one that's like diagonal in the bed.
Right.
Like, ugh, and you're like on a tiny little sliver of mattress.
I have no problems with cuddling, but when I'm ready to sleep,
it's sleep time.
You're going to have to go to your side, bro. Yeah. Because it's hot over here. Okay. Number three, peace of mind from STDs. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Okay. From a health perspective, one of the big advantages of monogamy is the reduced risk of contracted STDs. In most cases, the chances of contracting one are extremely low unless you or your partner previously had an STD.
Mm-hmm. Number four, freedom from relentless beauty rituals.
Ugh.
I'm not saying, okay, that once you make a sexual commitment to someone for the long haul, all thoughts of personal hygiene and grooming go out the window. That's not the case. It's not what we're saying, okay? However, the ridiculous beauty standards people, especially women, are expected to live up to these days are automatically lowered when you spend day after day with one partner. Thank God.
Yeah.
Honestly, no need for makeup from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. No one can see me without my makeup. Or whatever your thing is.
One of the greatest parts of monogamy.
Yeah.
For women especially. Okay?
No bra. Don't have to shave for
unshaved legs. Yes, honey. Ugh,
we're not doing it justice right now. Next.
Open relationships are for an elite few. And this is facts, facts, Facts.
Not everybody okay? can do it.
It's the rare, highly evolved person missing the jealousy gene who can successfully navigate the complicated waters of relationships with an open door policy. We're not saying it can't or shouldn't be done. We're just saying that most of us are mere mortals, ones who thrive with the simple security of fidelity. That's all.
Because if you think that you could do an open relationship and not get your feelings hurt, try it.
And this is a big thing for women, especially.
Usually it's not a big of an issue for men, unless he's in a relationship with a female who is open with other people. Right. Usually that's when it gets, but men usually don't care. Oh, they want you to be with multiple people. They want to be with multiple people and they want you to be okay with it. But if you do it, oh no, no, no,
right.
No. How dare you? Up next, cheating. Cheating is addictive. Kind of like breaking the seal after you've gotten away with it once. It's even harder not to do it again. So first of all, the more often you do it, the more likely you are to get caught, especially as you get cocky about sneaking around. But more importantly, the more you cheat, the less you will respect your partner. Eventually, you'll start to view all human connections with a cynical eye. And what kind of life is that?
I do agree with that.
And some people who consider themselves, and we'll get into this a little later, non-monogamous, the only thing they're thinking about is the cheating portion.
Yeah.
They might be monogamous in every other sense of the word, but the cheating is what they get hung up on.
Yeah. So number 7. Oh.
I knew you were going like this.
I love it. So, kink is for couples. Okay.
Couples with a K.
I'm just kidding. Couples with a K. So the kind that might involve role-playing or spanking or, like, bondage is best enjoyed with someone you love and trust completely.
Amen.
Period. Seriously.
Period, poop.
Letting a first date tie you up? Not necessarily such a good idea. Meh. Plus, the more domestic and settled your day-to-day life is, the hotter it is to break out that ping pong paddle, baby.
I can agree with that.
Maybe them ropes, too.
Last but not least, monogamy is meaningful. Loyalty, trust, fidelity, honor, respect. These are just words until your actions either give them power and importance or deflate them. Monogamy isn't meaningful because the church or government says so. And it isn't meaningful because you wore a poofy right dress or a crisp tux and said you wanted it to be meaningful at the end of an aisle. Monogamy's meaning expands with each day that you and your partner commit to it, and that is pretty powerful.
Powerful. So now that we have given you guys some advantages to monogamy, we're going to dive into a few disadvantages. Okay? So number 1, you reduce your variety. Monogamy has the potential to lead to routine and possibly even boredom. Mm-hmm. People often equate excitement in a relationship with the ability to be with a number of individuals, potentially as a part of an open relationship. So monogamous couples often have to work harder at variety than non-monogamous individuals do.
That's true. Number 2, a disadvantage is jealousy. Jealousy can be a factor in any type of relationship, monogamous or not. Jealousy in monogamous relationships, however, is often more of a product of imagination or fear of what might happen than reality. Allowed to run rampant, feelings of jealousy and possessiveness lead to emotional and sometimes physical abuse or worse. If jealousy is tearing you apart, it's a mental health issue more than anything, and therapy should be considered.
Yes. And number 3, you cannot explore relationships with other people. So you can't get too close to people you could potentially be attracted to. Mm-hmm. There's limits to your flirtation. You can't confide in someone more than you confide in the person you're dating or married to. So if someone around you has a reputation for stealing boyfriends or girlfriends, you're not allowed to talk to them.
Nope.
Suddenly, what started off as an organic connection and desire to share lives turns into role-playing and rule-following. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
How well-behaved can you be? Like someone just slaps you with a relationship rule book and removes the no exit signs.
Right.
Ooh!
People are allowed, and this to me screams, leans into like the jealousy portion too. Like, oh, she is really pretty. I don't want you talking to her.
Yeah.
You're my boyfriend. You're my fiance. You're my husband or my wife, my whatever. I don't want you talking to them. What?
Ew.
What?
I actually read something earlier today, which is funny that this is on here, because it was a post that some guy made about, you know, if I'm in a relationship, like, if you tell me to delete a female, I'm deleting them, blah, blah, whatever. First of all, you're fucking lying. And second of all, a female commented on the post of this guy, and she was like, see, more men need to understand this. Like, if I don't want you talking to a bitch, then you should be deleting them. Okay, can we address what toxic behavior is?
That's toxic monogamy, people.
Okay. Toxic monogamy. Your partner is allowed to engage with other people, and I'm not talking about, hey, you wanna fuck?
Yeah, but just a hey.
I just read that this morning, and I was like, I feel like your comment is half the problem with relationships.
What a way to start the morning.
You know, and not the fact that he won't delete the girl, but like your comment of needing him to delete the girl out of your insecurity is a problem.
Right, and I can see maybe this person... Let's entertain this idea, right, for a quick second. Let's say you're in a relationship and another female is putting in pressure, like applying pressure to your fiance, boyfriend, or husband.
Which is different.
That's different. Now, if your fiance, boyfriend, or husband is not responding and not entertaining it at all, but she just will not, she's relentless.
Yeah.
Then I can see you asking him to block or delete or remove, whatever. But if it's just, hey, I just don't like her, or hey, she posts this that I don't like, she doesn't even know who your boyfriend is. Don't think that highly of him.
Right.
So, I digress. Number 4, sacrificing yourself. You should never have to choose between yourself and your relationship because the two should always be on the same side, fighting the same battle. When you commit to someone based on your love and respect for them, and they do the same for you, you are not sacrificing your well-being and your journey of self-discovery stays intact.
Yes.
And I have a quote. It says, "The problem with monogamy is that oftentimes we forget ourselves and make our relationship the priority because that's just what you do when you try to follow the rules."
I like that. And then number 5, last but not least, it's unnatural. Check out the book, Sex at Dawn, The Prehistoric Origins of Modern Sexuality by Christopher Ryan. Monogamy didn't arise until fairly late in human history, and with the notion that wives and children were the property of the husband.
I don't care for that.
We don't like it.
And that's a part of the, you know, the two, apart from cheating, people like to throw out, well, it's just unnatural. Monogamy is unnatural. Okay, well, that's your opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But if you can give me a reason, with apart from cheating, why you don't like monogamy, my ears are open.
We're back.
Okay, on the flip side, polygamy is not a new concept at all, okay? In fact, we as humans lived in a polygamous state throughout the history of mankind. Only in recent centuries, the concept of monogamy became more popular. However, from a historical perspective, polygamy makes quite a lot of sense, and what had been good for many of thousands of years may also be considered to be good in our current state of the world. Hence, from a historical perspective, practicing polygamy can make quite a lot of sense, and monogamy is a rather recent invention that needs to prove itself. So what is polygamy? Polygamy is the concept that people can be married to more than one partner. If a man has more than one wife at the same time, it is called polygyny. If a woman has more than one husband at a time, it is called polyandry. If a family consists of multiple husbands and multiple wives, it is called a group or plural marriage. Polygamy is quite popular in some countries while it's considered unacceptable in others. And keep in mind that polygamy is not to be confused with polyamory. While there are some advantages to the concept of polygamy, there are also some problems related to it. So let's dive in to the advantages, shall we?
Okay, so advantage number 1. Polygamy has been present in history for a very long time.
Number 2, humans are polygamist by nature.
Number 3, you have a bigger selection of partners.
Number 4, lower risk that people get bored in a marriage. And let's be honest, in our current state of the world, most marriages are maintained because people are either too lazy to divorce or they fear the financial consequences of divorce. Therefore, they stay married to their partners.
So number 5, bigger families. This implies that you will have more connections and a stronger social network.
Number 6, the concept of one soulmate for everyone is flawed. If we have a look at statistics and marriage data, we realize that the concept is kind of laughable.
And 7, you can expand your gene pool. Many studies have shown that a variety of different genes is best for humanity since it lowers the vulnerability of diseases. It makes sense if there's no balance between males and females in a region, and in poor regions where people struggle to survive without a partner and where there is a significant gender imbalance.
Number 8. Some cultures, having multiple spouses at the same time is also considered a kind of status symbol. This is especially true for men. In fact, the more wives a man has, the higher his social status will be in society.
Shocker. Number 9, lower incentive to cheat in a marriage because you already have multiple partners.
Number 10, a fear of losing your partner may be lowered with polygamy.
And number 11, you don't have to make compromises.
Like we said, humans are polygamous by nature. For thousands of years, people really struggled to survive and had to search for food and shelter. Quite often, polygamous families formed since it was the only way to survive for many people. But consequently, humans evolved with a polygamous nature, and it is deep inside our DNA that we need more than one partner to be happy in the long run. Therefore, polygamy also makes quite a lot of sense and may be superior over monogamy, also from a gene development perspective.
Polygamy became a significant social and political issue in the United States in 1852 when the LDS Church made it known that a form of the practice called plural marriage was part of its doctrine. Opposition to the practice in the United States government resulted in an intense legal conflict and culminated in the LDS Church president, Wilford Woodruff, announcing the church's abandonment of the practice on September 25th, 1890. However, breakaway Mormon fundamentalist groups living mostly in the western United States, like Utah, Colorado City, and even Arizona, Canada, and Mexico, still practice plural marriage.
So we've given you some advantages to polygamy. Let's go into the disadvantages. Number 1, polygamy can be problematic from a legal perspective. In North America, polygamy has not been a cultural norm or a legally recognized institution since the continent's colonization by Europeans. So technically, it is illegal in the United States and is punishable by a fine, imprisonment, or both, according to the law of the individual state and the circumstances of the offense. Polygamy was outlawed in federal territories by the Edmonds Act, and therefore are laws against the practice in all 50 states, as well as the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico. Because state laws exist, however, polygamy is not actively prosecuted at a federal level, but the practice is considered against public policy, and states like Utah reduced polygamy from a third-degree felony to a minor infraction on May 13th, 2020.
That's recent.
Mm-hmm.
So, number 2, religious concerns related to polygamy. This can go after a lot of religious aspects that people don't agree with. So, that is another
disadvantage. Especially if you consider yourself a part of a church or a religious group. Number 3, polygamy may lead to jealousy. That literally should speak for itself. While many partners claim that they are satisfied with a polygamous relationship, they actually are not.
And number 4, having more than one partner can be expensive.
Make his pockets hurt.
In some cases, you have to provide for all spouses, and this can be problematic from a financial standpoint.
The 5th disadvantage, you need a bigger home if you have multiple spouses. More than one spouse usually means a larger space to accommodate everybody. This implies you have to pay a much higher rent or mortgage compared to a monogamous relationship.
Fun. Number 6, polygamy may promote gender inequality. In regions where men have multiple wives, those wives often only have quite confined rights.
Yeah, because typically it's the man who has the multiple wives and spouses. Right. Don't let a woman have multiple husbands or boyfriends.
Yeah, when do you ever hear of that
She's
happening?
A hoe if she does.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, some spouses may be treated quite poorly. The incentive to treat your partners with respect decreases in polygamy, since you will have a bigger selection of spouses and will not care too much whether a partner leaves you or gets their feelings hurt.
Number 8, tensions in the household will be quite common.
Especially if it's multiple women.
Yeah.
I mean, have you met us?
And children.
Yeah. Number 9, spouses may not accept children from other spouses.
And number 10, spouses may be stuck in unhappy marriages. In many polygamous relationships, spouses will not be allowed to earn their own money. So the level of dependence on their partner is enormous, and those spouses will often not be able to leave the marriage due to financial reasons, even though they might not be happy in their marriage at all.
Number 11, the children may get neglected. If there are too many children in a household, chances are that some of those children will suffer from neglect or lack of attention.
Naturally. Number 12. Polygamy is considered as sketchy in many regions. As stated before, polygamy is not in line with cultural and social norms in many areas of the world. So in turn, if you want to practice polygamy in those regions, there's a chance you will get socially isolated.
Number 3, spread of diseases inside the polygamous relationship or marriage. If you are intimate with many different partners, there is a chance you will transmit certain diseases from one partner to another. That's just common sense.
And last but not least, inheritance issues are common. In many polygamous relationships, it is unclear who has the right to inherit the assets since there are multiple spouses and children.
And technically, it's not a recognized institution of marriage.
And technically, it's illegal in this country.
So I have a question. Why does it seem like the men who want to be free of commitment often want the women they pursue to remain loyal to them? These are questions that need answers. I also have another question, and this one's for you. You've mentioned in previous episodes, or a episode, that monogamy is a sham. Do you feel that way in the sense of what monogamy stands for, or what part of it do you think is a sham, and why?
Okay, I don't necessarily think monogamy is a sham. I understand why people prefer it. And like we had talked about in our debate, if it came down to someone that I genuinely loved and liked, I'm not sharing them. But I also think it comes down to being, I can see the benefits, okay? I can see why people do it in like a healthy aspect.
Yeah.
But I do agree that most men do it because they cannot be faithful. Yeah. There's a difference. So it's different if you are a woman and you are with a man and maybe you both would like to have other partners, but you also want to be together and you can have a discussion and that be open and that be okay. But my problem with monogamy is that a lot of people do have a hard time being faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's out of lack of attention or boredom or whatever it may be. But my problem with polygamy is that it's not genuinely a double-sided thing between the man and the woman, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
A lot of the people I know that want to be in polygamy relationships typically originate from the man because the man cannot be faithful.
Right.
And he knows he cannot be faithful. He may really like someone. He may think he loves someone, but ultimately in his heart, he knows eventually he's going to want someone else as well, which makes polygamy easier overall for men, I think.
I feel like that's what I mean by my first question is why these, generally, the men are the ones who want a polygamous relationship. Only because they don't want to have to be faithful or commit to one person, but they want the people they're with to commit to them.
Right.
Now, there's a difference, again, between polygamy and polyamory. Polyamory is not, you're not married to these people. Mm-hmm. It's essentially an open relationship. Your partner or partners are seeing other people and you are also seeing other people. It's an open thing. Basically, you're just dating, but the same 2, 3, 4 people.
Yeah.
It's not just one person. Polygamy is being married to more than one partner at a time. Now, do I think I could do polygamy being married?
No.
Or like, oh, I'm going to be married and have a boyfriend or be married and have a girlfriend. No. And I don't feel like I feel like I'm just a monogamous person by nature, to be honest. And I don't know if that's just from the way I was brought up. I don't know. I've genuinely looked at both sides and I can see the pros and cons for both. I just don't think I could be in a polygamous marriage.
I'm with you. I could.
Living with these wives and their children with my husband and expected to clean up after everyone and, or even not necessarily sharing a home, but knowing that his attention and his time is being split between other people. So what that's my attention. That's
right.
My time,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
Yeah.
And that could be selfish on my part. Now, if you're entering into a polyamorous relationship or an open relationship and you both signed up and knew, hey, this is what it is. I'm seeing you and him and you're seeing me and her or whatever. And you both agree upon that. That's different.
And see, if I knew that's what it was, I could probably do that. But I'm with you where I could not be in a polygamy marriage.
I don't like to, we've said this before, I don't like to share my men. Yeah. Now, that's unbeknownst to me if my man is being sneaky and getting with a whole ass friend group.
Yeah.
Okay? That's unbeknownst to me. That has nothing to do with me. That's him. That's a him issue. That's that issue.
Right.
Now, if you are telling someone out of thin air that you just all of a sudden want to be a polygamist because you've cheated in every other relationship, that is a cop out to me.
Right.
Or like, give me another reason of why you want to be in a polyamorous or polygamous relationship other than infidelity.
Right.
Other than being unfaithful, or you just don't want to commit. Because most of these men or people that want to be in these types of relationships, they want to commit just to not one person.
Right.
So they're not afraid of commitment in itself. They just are selfish and want to have their cake and eat it too. If you get on their nerves, go to your room. I'm going to Sheba's room.
Right.
Sheba. I don't know. It's the first thing that came out of my you know what I'm saying?
But really, that's how it is. And it's
but
like,
if you yourself go, okay, well, what about me? All I'm hearing is you want me to be with another female and you. So what if I wanted you and another man? Oh, no, I'm not going to be in a relationship with a man. Okay, but you're wanting me to do something that you yourself would not do.
Ew.
So that is a double standard. So if we're going to talk about a polyamorous relationship and a polygamous relationship, then I should be able to have my fun too.
Right.
So what it is.
So when you go into Sheba's room, I'm going to Carl's room.
Carl. Hey, Carl. Yeah, it's that's called a double standard, and that's not, you are being selfish and using polyamorous relationships or polygamous relationships as a cop out.
And that's my biggest issue with polygamy. Not that I don't think polygamy is realistic, because there are people who do it who make whole compounds
that are successful. Yes,
and they want all look at the sister people wives. Involved want that, and they're content with it. But my problem with polyamory or polygamy is the fact that people use that because they cannot be faithful. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And that's the only thing.
Right.
Oh, it's unnatural. Men specifically, it's unnatural to us to only be committed to one person. If you ain't shit, just say that. Because there are plenty of men on the planet who are fully committed to one person and are happy doing so.
Yeah.
So if you ain't shit, if you are trash, just say that. Don't sit here and be like, pretend to be like, ooh.
Quit hiding behind your polygamy, your compounds and your cults and your multiple wives and babies
fantasies.
And queens. And, oh, I just want to live in one house where all of my women
That's a cult,
babies.
Bro.
It is a
That's
cult.
That's a cult. I want a compound of women.
Yes.
I want a house with women because, oh, not only because I can't keep it in my pants, but because there's multiple incomes in the household.
And not even that. I just want to reproduce with multiple cultures.
Okay. Just don't be in a relationship. Go out there and have multiple baby mamas and baby daddies and just don't be in a relationship.
You can do it without committing. Plenty of people will be your baby mama without your
Well, you hope so.
Hey, we see them every day.
But again, and I use the Sister Wives TV show. I think it's on TLC. I don't know. As an example, most of those women that are married to that man grew up in a sister wife household.
Yeah.
That's all they've known. So that, in that sense, you know, a lot of, you know, like we said, in Utah, Colorado City, a lot of those Mormon fundamentalist groups, that's what they are taught. That's what they're brought up in. That I can understand because that's all you've ever known.
Right.
But to just be, pull it out of thin air and be like, you know what? I just can't not cheat in a relationship, so I think I'm a polygamist.
That's not what it's called,
come
bro.
On. Come on. That doesn't sit well with me.
No, I'm with you 100%.
Often, like, social media and movies and cultural norms and societal expectations, a lot of these things are romanticized, right, on either end of the spectrum. And things, like, myths are created, right? Like, oh my God, if you truly, and you're going to love this one, if you truly love someone, you will never be attracted to anyone else.
Shut up.
The idea, and this is called, and this isn't about monogamy. I mean, this isn't about polygamy. This is about toxic monogamy.
Yes.
And just to throw this in there. Because we're entertaining all sides of this argument, right? But ideas like what I just said, that when you are apparently in love with someone, that you won't even look at anybody else ever again or have feelings of attraction to another person, they'll never, like, oh no, they will never, no one will ever cross their mind. And if it does, or if they do, that means they're unfaithful just from the giddy. That's bullshit.
And that's just like people getting mad about someone liking someone's picture.
Right.
Like, my God, now, there's nothing else more important than this.
You can be committed and you can be monogamous and not cheat.
Yeah.
So just because you have feelings or attractions or desires against someone else or for someone else, and that doesn't mean you have to act on it, men, believe it or not. That doesn't mean you have to act on every feeling or tingle that your body feels.
That's your dick.
That's, you're thinking with the wrong head. But if we're going to entertain the argument of monogamy or polygamy, had to throw it out.
No, I like that because I'm with you. And just like we said, my only issue with polygamy are the ones that use it because they just can't cheat. You don't have to be with anyone. If you can't be faithful, you can be single and people will still sleep with you.
Yeah.
Still have kids with you. Still live with you. Okay? It literally, marriage and relationships are not a requirement for any of these things. There are plenty of people who will do this with you without commitment. So just save the people who need that the heartache.
And believe it or not, I mean, this is going to throw you off for a loop here. Okay? But if you are polygamous, if you are in a polygamous relationship, meaning you are married to two partners, let's just say for this instance, it's two partners. You're married to these two men or women. You're still monogamous with those two people.
Right.
You are still committed to those two people.
There's just more than one.
There's just more than one. You all make one. So the sense of, oh, I can't be monogamous. Polygamy is literally being monogamous with multiple people. So this sense of, oh, I don't know what to do. I can't just not cheat. That's a you problem.
And let's talk about, like you just said, that's a good point, because you are still technically being monogamous even if there's multiple people.
Yeah.
So if you are doing this because you cannot be faithful, it doesn't matter how many of them you have. You're always going to meet another one that you want to add.
Yeah.
So polygamy doesn't fix this problem at all.
That's a you problem.
It's a you problem. So if you cannot be faithful, and that's why I think you need to just explore being single, because there's a lot of realms of single people that also don't want relationships that can give you all those things.
Right. But some polygamy, people just don't. It's called friends with benefits.
Right. And polygamy is not
the answer.
Your answer. Because
to what you're looking for.
In my opinion, someone who is truly polygamous or polyamorous, like we talked about, are people who grew up in these environments and they are comfortable. It's almost like a compound environment, okay? These people with the women they choose, those are the women.
Yeah.
If you are choosing to be a polygamist because you can't be faithful, it doesn't matter how many you have, there's always going to be another one.
Then you just need to be single and that's sleep around.
And that's the difference.
Right.
Yes.
I think you're confused on what polyamory and polygamy is versus monogamy. And I hope that we've helped explain it. And as we conclude the discussion, I guess, obviously there are numerous advantages and disadvantages of both, right? We've outlined them, but do your own research.
Yeah.
But in the end, as we've stated before, everyone should decide for themselves which lifestyle is suitable for them and why. But again, if you decide that you're one or the other, that's really more of a self-reflection thing. Why can't you be monogamous? What about it does not sit well with you? Or why do you want to be polygamous? What pros and cons or advantages or disadvantages are you for?
And I think you need to sit down and really be honest with yourself.
Some people won't do that. But y'all gonna skip that, though.
Y'all gonna skip that part.
Y'all gonna ignore that part. But guys, if we've missed something, or maybe you are more monogamous or polygamous or polyamorous, all the S's and all the M's, whichever one you lean towards and you want to shed some light about why you chose to go down that path, let us know. We're always open to learning and gaining more insight of how people other than ourselves think and believe and view things, we want to hear it.
Yeah, and I honestly know for myself on my social medias, I have people that are openly both. I have multiple people on my friends list that are openly in polygamy marriages, and I have no issues with it. So I hope that if you guys listen to this, I want your feedback because I've never been in one and I'm not against them. I want more information from people like you said, who have done it and why and what the benefits to them have been
and
for it.
The spark of this episode, honestly, was because this has been asked.
This seems to keep coming up with me and McKenzie.
With me and Sam, Sam and I. Just, you know, would you be interested? Is this something you would want to do? No. Don't, I've thought about it. I've sat with it.
It's a nah for me, bruh.
I don't, there would have to be some very good incentives.
And we ain't talking about your one-eyed
snake. And one of those is a G-Wagon. Or a Range Rover, bitch. Okay? I'm not talking about just some, like, one-night loving. Okay? I need material things.
I do. For real.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend, bitch. I need a Birkin. And then I will entertain it more.
And that still don't mean yes. I'll just think about it maybe for one more night before you buy me something else.
But for real, if you enjoyed the conversation, it sparked something in you, you want to shed some light, maybe you have a friend, maybe you yourself are going through something, maybe someone you've known or dated or whatever brought this up. Let us know the situation. And you can either DM us on Instagram at co.signedpodcast or go to that link in that Instagram bio and leave us a voice message so you can hear yourself on the next episode.
And don't forget, please go to Apple and rate and review and let us know how you feel about Cosign.
It's free.
It's free and we love
it. Who doesn't love free things?
We love free things.
All right, guys, you already know what's up. Every single Tuesday, we will be here.
Every single week.
You already know where to find us. And until next week,
bye.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.